only you have the Avera, but the Korban, nothing's wrong. The Korban can still be brought. But the Maranovi, Akati, Mid Ben Azai Nafka. The same Chiddush I know from another Pasuk still, from Ben Azai's Halacha. The Tani would have like this. Ben Azai Yomer. The Pasuk says, Oisai. So Rashi says, the Teres Kahanim Toni Lo Gabi Pigol. And the Pasha of Pigol and Bayikra says, Lo Yerotze, where a Korban that has the Machsheves Pigol, the Shaslet say makes the Shchita, he has in mind to make this Rika tomorrow, the wrong day. So the Korban is Pasuk. Teres says, Lo Yerotze. The korban is not maratz, it's not mechaper. Hamakriv oisoi lo yichoshim. Hamakriv oisoi. This korban of tigol is posel. So the next word oisoi. Only here it's posel. Mashma someplace else it's not posel. So the another dash is like this. Oisoi. Matam loyme. What did the posel got the next word there? Oisoi. Lefi shenem. Because the posel says over here. Leisacha leshalmai. Here it says by any korban, don't wait too long to bring it. If you wait 3 regolim, you're over lava about tacher. So shemei ani, I would think to say af meyacha nidra gabal yirotzei. If somebody waited the 3 regolim, he let a sukkah go by, a pesach and a shuas and a sukkah, and he still did not bring his korban elam. I would think now it's a bal yirotzei. This korban cannot be brought. It cannot be mechaper anymore. There's no moritzer. It's not mechaper. It doesn't forgive anymore. Talmud loyna. Therefore, the pasuk says in vayikra zayin by the pasha of pigulim oisoi. Only by a machsheves pigul, oisoi b'lei yirotza. Only when the korban the koyim b'shasi does the shchita or the zrika, he does a dalat avodis. He has a machshav in mind to think to do the zrika tomorrow or the haktorah tomorrow. That's when the korban is possible b'lei yirotza. But the ein ma'ach hanidra b'bal yirotza. But if you just wait too long, you don't bring the korban, you're over the lava b'al tachar, you should know the korban is the kosher. The b'lei yirotza doesn't apply. Ois that only applies by tigul is lo yirotzei and not by being over the lav of lo yitacher. So since we have benazai's posik, it's shmer, what do we need the posik here, v'hoi v'chochet for, to tell us that even if you waited the 3 regolim, the korban could still be brought? It's not posik, I know that from benazai's posik. So more says, elo enechnam, you have to dash a little bit different. Elo v'chochet, that's what the posik says here. V'hoi v'chochet, you can have an aveirom, we dash in v'loi v'ishchochet. For waiting too long, your wife doesn't have a chet, your wife won't die because of this aveira. Well, what would I think? I would have thought, since Rabbi Yechanan says, some say Rabbi Lezer said it, ein ishtoi shalad meisa, a person's wife dies, el imkei mevakshi mimena momen, somebody has a time that has a claim upon the husband saying, you owe me money. We ain't like, he doesn't have what to pay up, the husband doesn't pay up his chavis, his money. So for such a thing, the wife dies. Shenema, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Imein lecho l'shalem, loma yikach mishkovcha mitachtechem. If you don't have what to pay, like why did they take away your bed, or why did they take away your wife? So if you don't pay up your chayv, they take away your wife. The Pasuk says really what it more means here is by korbanos. If you have a chiv to bring a korban, you don't bring the korban at all, or be up in the dorm, Rashi says it brings down. What does Rashi say? As I was going to say, Tei says, the safe perk in second thesis, the safe perk shame of the Zvokhi and Pierce for countries, Momen shall get them. It means if you stole something, and they come and say you stole the payback, and you don't pay back what you stole, for that your wife dies. Avonira Tei says, not that shot. Avonira Demari Veneder. It's talking better about making a promise. Can the Mukha Perk Bama Madlikim? The Tango Nos Neymer. The Yavin Nidori May Sishto, Shaledim. If somebody makes a neder, he promises to do something, and he doesn't do it, he's over his nether, for that his wife dies. She never remained with all the shalom, no nikum ashrach, mitartecho. The hot of Dora Shoka, the Chochet, the Chochet, married the Mishalom, Achakach, and the Shoba of Abba Tacher. So the Chinish of Al Gemar is, not that you over your nether altogether. You made a nether to bring a carbon oil. So true, 2 years from now you're going to bring it. But since eventually you're going to bring it, you're not over the nether. All you're over is the lav of Baal Tacher, you waited too long. So that's the Chiddush of our Gemara. That waiting too long, even though it's an Aveira, but it's not called you over the lava of the Neder itself. Therefore, B'hoye V'chochet, only you have the Aveira, and not your wife. For this Aveira that you wait too long, you brought it too long, that only you have an Aveira, and your wife won't die for it. But in the case that you don't bring the Neder together, you don't bring your Korban together, for such a Chet, your wife dies. So that's the Chiddush of B'hoye V'chochet. For this lava, Baal Tacher, it's only by you and Aveira, and had nothing to do with your wife. Tell the Rabbon. The Pasuk says, right, the next Pasuk says,
that might face for Secha Tishmor, whatever you say out of your mouth, whatever you speak out, watch. You should do the way you made a ned, the way you promised to Hashem Akecha, Nidovo, or else it's a Nidovo, it's a present, Hashem Dibata Beficha, that you spoke that on your mouth. That's what the Pesuk says, Tu Psukim Yetzir Slav about Tacha. So what do we dash from this year? Like this. Tana Rabbani, Pesuk says, Meitzeh Svastecha, comes out of your mouth, Zu Mitzvah Saseh. That's the Mitzvah saying, time you make a ned there, you have to listen, you have to be Mekayim what you said. Rashi says, "Meitzes svasecha do mitzvah same." So, "Mistam ochiyam akrom." Meitzes svasecha kaiyim. Whatever you say, you do. You should be mekayim. It's a mitzvah same. Tishmor. What does it mean? Meitzes svasecha tishmor. That means do mitzvah leitzah same. If you're not mekayim, you neder. You don't do what you said you do. Not only are you over in asayim, you also over leitzah same. Rashi says, "Kli Rabbi Nomer Benoi that kolmokum shenemri shoma pen vigal anywhere leitzah same." Here also, Tishmor Lashon Shmira Hishomer means a lot. So, Meitzeh Svasech is a mitzvah saseh to do what you never you say you do, and Tishmor means watch it not to be over the Meitzeh saseh if you don't do it. Then the book says, Yosisa you should do. What does Yosisa mean? Azora LeBezdin Sheyashucha, that Bezdin has to force you to do also. If you made a ned, you bring a korban, so Bezdin has to force you, make sure you do what you said you do. That's the Yosisa. And Rashi says, Al Korchuch, it means by force we tell you to do. Mikan Azor le Bezdin Lochuch. Mirat Nazor to Bezdin, Bezdin forces you to do what you said you would do. Then the Pesuk says, Kasher Nodarta, Zen Neder. Pesuk, if you made a neder, you have to be Mekayim. This is the Leista say and the Yes say, and Bezdin forces you to be Mekayim the neder that you said you do. Then the Pesuk says, Lashem Olekecha, that means Eilu Chatoyes V'yashomois Eilus Hashlomim. A korban that you have a chayv, that you have to do. You did an aveira. You have to bring a chatas or noshim or oilus and shlomim. Rashi said before, that means oilus riyah or shalmi chagiga that you have a chayv to bring. So the same thing, there's a nitzis to say to do it. There's a tishmar or to say if you don't do it. And if you don't do it, doesn't have to come along and force you to do it. Doesn't force you to do it. Then the pesuk says nedova. Again it says nedova. What nedova means? Kamashimo. That not only in neder, even in the dover also, you have the asay to listen, and the nice asay to make sure to do it. Then the person says, Asher Dibarto, Eilu Kotche Bedek Abayis. Asher Dibarto, that you spoke out, meaning you give over directly to the Bedek Abayis. Peficho, what the Peficho, your mouth means, Zut Stoker. The Mit Stoker. Even when a person says a Gift Stoker, there's also an Indian to do it, and there's a nice asay if you don't do it, and there's not the right to force you to do it.
All right, turn over. We'll continue now on the other side. Turn over now. We'll continue on the other side.
Omar, we just learned now what's beyond this pasuk. Meitzeh svasecha zu mitzvah saseh. Pasuk says meitzeh svasecha comes out of your mouth. So Rashi says most probably the Torah is telling you whatever comes out of your mouth, make sure to do. So the mitzvah saseh to listen to what you said. For the Gemara Lomeli, what do I need this new mitzvah saseh? That if you make a neder or a nedova to bring a korban, there's a mitzvah say to do it. We had a pasuk before, mivosa shoma, v'yaveisim shoma. We had before, you should go there and bring there. In other words, we go to the base of midrash. The pasuk says, you go to the regal, v'yaveisim shoma, bring there also. And we had before that means there's a mitzvah say to bring the korban the first yomtiv. You made a neder before Pesach, so now you're going to the regal, you're going to the base of midrash and Pesach. Does the mitzvah say that aveisim shoma bring the korban with you? So what do I need the pasuk meitzeh svasecha as a mitzvah say to do it? We have another pasuk that is a mitzvah say. Vayta tishmor. What do you want to say? Tishmor means zu mitzvah leitzah say. That there's a lav. If you don't bring the korban, you're over lav. But the Gemara Lomli, what do I need this pasuk for? Miloy sacha l'shalmo. We just had the pasuk before that if you wait too long, you're over the lav. So there's probably here also tishmor means the same thing. If you wait too long, you're over the lav, not right away. So we have already a lav about tacher. So what do we have to say a second time? Tishmor. Right, of Yosisa. Yosisa means Azor LeBezdin. Sheyashucha. That Bezdin has the right to force you to do what you said you do. To bring the korban. Fred Gemara Solomli, what do I need this pasuk for? There's another pasuk. Miyakriv Oitzoy Navka. For the pasuk of Yakriv Oitzoy, we learn it out. Tetanya, we learn the famous brisa. Yakriv Oitzoy. The pasuk says you should bring your korban. Melamba, we learn out from here. Shekoifin Oitzoy. That we force the person. If Reuven said, I make a neder, I'm going to bring a korban eloh, and then he changes his mind, he doesn't want to do it, that Beis Din forces him to bring the korban eilav. Yochel bar korchi, I would think maybe we even mamish forced him, even though he's standing there and saying, no, 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 I don't want to do it. We still mamish take the hammer and we bag him over the head and force him to do it. Tamulayim, the pastor says, no, it's fine, no. He only does it if he wants to do it. A korban has to be brought with your own will. If you don't want to do it, we can't really force you to do it. So chutz stira. Here it says we force you, and here it says that certainly you have to want to do it. Our case has to come out that we force you and hit you until finally you yourself agree, understand that you want to do it. This is the famous Rambam that says that really every single Jew has the Yetzer Tov and really wants to do mitzvahs. It's just the Yetzer is there stopping you. Rambam says you have to beat him up a little bit to get the Yetzer out of him. Until finally he gets to his Yetzer Tov, that the Yetzer Tov says, yes, I want to do it. That's called the Ritzonei. In other words, we have to knock the Yetzer out of him until the Yetzer Tov says, okay. So the kids we see from here, though, Yaakov, I say, that Beis Din has a right to force him. Not to force him till the end, but at least to force him until he finally says yes. So what do you need a Pasuk V'yosisi here for? So the Gemara answers are true. We have two Pasukim for these things, and I'll tell you like this. Chad the Omar v'lo Yafrish, one set of Averis here is that you said you bring a korban, and you didn't mafrish it yet. You said Hareya like Oila. I have the chiv upon myself to bring the korban Oilam. And you never brought the korban, you never even went to an animal and said Harei Zu Oilam. So if you don't do that, you're over lav of Tishmar, there's a mitzvah say Moses Vasecha. The other set of lavs in S.A.R. Afrish, where you set aside the animal, you already said Harei Zu Oilam. You took an animal and you said, true, this is the korban Oilam. But you didn't bring it yet. So you need two sets of Averis, either one of these two cases. First of all, there's a mitzvah say to go ahead and be mafreshit. Kol zaman, you're not mafreshit, you know you're over in Yisra say. And then even after you were mafreshit and you said a reizu oila, there's still a mitzvah say to go and complete it to be makrovit. Lo tzricha, I need both sukkah for. What do I need two for? Di yashmin and omar v'lo yafresh. I only know the first part, where the person said something that I will bring a korban. And he didn't set it aside yet. Mishum de lekaim lo diburay. Because he didn't do what he said. He said he was going to be mafresh, set aside a korban, and he didn't do it yet. Abel, but in the case, afresh, where he already set aside the animal, he already made a hegdish, he said a reizu korban, oila. But layakrib, the only thing is he didn't bring it yet to the Beis HaMikdash. I would have thought then there's no essay, there's no lois essay. Why? Because kol heicha de isa begazer rachmon isa. To swallow, once you're mafresh, you set it aside, it's kachim. It belongs to Hashem now, it belongs to the gizbar. So wherever it is, it's a svarim, kol heichad yisa, wherever the animal is, begaz the rachmanis, it's like in the Kodesh Baruch Hu's treasure. It's in his giza, it's in his courtyard. So even though you didn't give it over to the Beis HaMikdash yet, I would have said a svarim as if it was given over already. So the main essay and lois essay is to make sure to be mafreshit, to say it's a korban eilav. But once you made it for korban eilav, maybe there's no essay, no lois to say if you don't bring it. Tzricha. That's why I need another set of mitzvah's essay. Mitzvah's Leisa said that even after you are makrashit, but if you don't really bring it, makrivit, you're still over the essay and Leisa say. Weiter, the yashmin and afresh layakrib, the Torah warning would have taught us the Kiddush, where you set it aside. But you did not bring it, you know why? To come ashoyin le gabe, because you already made the Hegdish, and you're keeping it by you, that's not nice. Since it belongs to Hegdish, and you didn't makrivit yet, that's an Aveira. Abul Omar, but if you just said that eventually I'm going to make a korban eilav, Omar, you just said you're going to bring a korban eilav. V'lo yafresh, but you never set it aside yet. I would say, tibura leklomu. Not that you said you do something, that's not so strong yet. Maybe for that there's no mitzvah asay, for that there's no lois asay. Maybe the only time there's a lois asay is if you already made it into a korban. So now it really doesn't belong to you anymore. So now there's a mitzvah asay, make sure to bring it and makrim it to the Beis HaMikdash. Well, you just said that I will bring a korban eilav. Maybe deeper alone is like klumu. There's no esther, there's no less to say. Tzricha. Therefore, I need both sets of psukim to teach me there's a mitzvah to say, both when you say you will do it to be mafreshit, and even after you mafreshit, there's a mitzvah to say to go ahead and bring it. So the Gemara, mi motzv amrit, the om of lo yafresh. Can you say like that? They need two psukim. One posuk is where you say, and you weren't mafreshit. For an adova ksiva. Here's a psukim talk about an adova. Utanan, you know what an adova, a present, is? Utanan, we learn like this. Ezehu neder. What's the difference? What's a neder and what's an adova? A neder means a promise. Ezehu neder, what's called a neder? Hoima, you say, Hareya layoila. I have a chiv, an obligation upon myself to eventually bring a korban oila. So that's called an amira, but you weren't mafreshit yet. Now, v'yezuhu nedava, what's called a nedava? Ha'omer, somebody says, ha'reizu oila. You have an animal in front of you, and you're saying, this is a korban oila. So every nedava by nedava, there's never two stages. An amira and then a hafrosha. The amira is the hafrosha. A nedava means you have the animal right here, and you're saying, ha'reizu oila. So there's never two stages by a nedava. And both sukkim talk about a nedava. That's the kasha then. By a nedava, you don't have the two stages. A nedava is always, you have the animal here, and you're saying, you are a korban oila. So then the question is, what did the Torah say two times? A nes and a lois is said by nedava. And then the Bryce explains,
Oma ben nezel nedava, what's the difference between a korban that's a neder, that you have a chiv, an obligation to bring it, when the dove at the summer present, what's the difference in the two, between the two? Neder, the pshat, is mace. If you said, I'll make a neder between the korban oila, then the korban oila dies, or else a nignav, it was stolen from you, halach was chai b'chriusa, you have a chiv to bring another one instead. That's why shiva neder has to be brought. Mashenki in the dove, if you just say, bring it for present, the pshat is, this should be a korban oila. That's it, you are makdish this animal to be a korban oila, and therefore the locher is mace that the animal dies. A roisa nignav, else the animal was stolen. Locher is ein chay b'chriusa, you have the chiv to bring another one instead.
He only said, this animal should be the korban oila. So kolzaman it's here around, you have the mitzvah say, go ahead and be makdish it and bring it. But let's say it got stolen, you're an honest, so you're potter. Let's say it died, you're potter. That's the difference. But our co-ponim by Nadova, the question is, you don't need two sets of essays. There's only one case by Nadova. You mafrish it right away, there's no amira. So my brother says, no, it's still not shver. We still need two sets of essays here. Mishkacha, so I'll find you a case, they're going to Yoma Hareya Layela. Some of Tanka made a Lashon Neder. He said, I have the obligation upon me to make a korban oila. But al menah she'eini chayi bach yusei. He made a tenai that I'm not going to be chayi bach yusei. In such a case, such a type of a neder really is a nedava. You said, I have an obligation upon myself, so it's only called an amirah, to make a korban oila, but with the condition that I don't want to have the chayi bach rayas to bring it, no matter what happens to it. I only want to have a din of a nedava. That later on, whenever I'll be mafreshit, you should know, that korban should be brought. If that one gets lost, I don't have to bring another one. So Kitzi, you can have a lashon of a nedava that also has two parts to it. It has an amira and it has afrasha. That's why I need two sets of psukim to say. There's the mitzvah esen loisa saying when you say to do what you said that you will be mafreshit, to set it aside. And even after you set it aside, there's an esen loisa saying to make sure you bring it. Right, this is the ficha zut stoka. When you speak out with your mouth, that's stoka. That when you mechayiv yourself, promise yourself to give stokah, if you don't give it a certain time, you're over about tach, you're over the last. Omar Rabbah says the Chiddush though, you should know. Ut stokah mechayiv olo liyalter. If you promise to give stokah and you don't give it, you're over the aveira right away. The lav is right away, you have to give stokah right away. My time of why? The chura, why don't you have Sariba Golem also? Teretziz do akayim aniyim. But we're talking about in the case that the aniyim are right there. And you said you give them, so Porsche, they need the money. You have to give it to them right away. That's the svar, the nima right there. So cheat, you have to give it to them right away.
Svar says no. Madatem, I would have thought like this. Kivun did binyon of the kabonis ksiva says this a lot about tachad is love in the pasha of kabonis, and stokas here also is in the pasha of kabonis. So I would have thought to say just like the other kabonis, and the avri olah gimur regolim. You're not over about tachad according to some shittas until three regolim go by. So I would have thought to say ke kabonis. That who had din tzedak also the same like kabonis. So you're not over the lava about tach until you wait through three yom tovim. Kamashmul no, that stock is different. What's the three? Why is it different? Hasim with the talino rachmona b'legolim. Only by kabonis, there the Torah gives you a leeway of three regolim before you roll the lava. Hashem could wait three regolim. Avol hocha, but over here by at stocko, avol hocha loy. Here you don't have no three regolim. You're over right away. Why? Because aniyim are around and they need the money right away, and you menad have to give it to them. Therefore, you're over the love right away. You have to give them tzedakah right away.
There's a baal tacha. You have to give it over to the gabbai right away. V'yena gabbai baal tacha, but the gabbai himself, he could wait to give out to the aniyim. Milachalkoi, he has the right to wait to give it out to the aniyim. By him, there's no baal tacha. Then Torah says, but ma'ashodem noider the yad atzma likashiyirtsa ain't a baal tacha.
that a person found when you make a neder to give tzedakah, you say, you make a condition, I'm only giving tzedakah when I have the money, or when I feel like, when I want to, then there's no baal tacher. If at the beginning you say clearly, I'm only giving tzedakah when I could, when I want, then you have the right to give it whenever you want. In other words, our Gemara here is talking about, you didn't make any conditions. Here the Aniyim are right in front of you, and you're saying a neder, I'm going to give it to the Aniyim. Then we say you have to give it to them right away. But if you spoke out in a normal case and say, I'll give it to Zdaka when I have it, when I could, and in the time limit, that you're allowed to. Right. Omar Rova. Kivon she'ovar olav regal echad over the yesi. As long as you waited, let's be here, we have this Gemara before, that even though the Baal Tacha, the Lav of Kabonis, is only after three regolim, but there's a mitzvah sefet to bring it the first regal. If you made your mechayvus at the bin korban oiler right before Pesach, shnos during that first regal, there's a mitzvah sefet to bring it. And if you don't bring it that first regal, you're over an asay. Meister may have a kasher on this. It says, "Hey, you have Yeshua over papayis avlad shlomim." When you are makdish a korban shlomim, it could be in a keva and it gave birth. Sheyakrim shlomim, you have right to bring it. The vlad could also be a shlomim. The omer of papayis. And he made, I say, Edith, I once saw, Shoy Salonu Porah Shazivche Shlomim. He once had a Porah, a pregnant Porah, that will not the shit to be a Korban Shlomim. And he gave birth. Salach Riz, Yachanu B'Tesach.
Yachanu B'Tesach, that we ate the mother during the Korban Pesach, and then Yachanu, we ate Vlad, that is Vlad, the Korban Shlomim, we ate it, Yachanu Vlad Shlomim, B'Chag, first later, in Chag HaSukkos. So Vishlam of a Pesach like Revu, it's good why we didn't bring the Ben, the Vlad Shlom and joint Korban Pesach, we didn't bring it, you know why? The same with the Mechusa Zmanu, it wasn't 7 days old, 8 days old. You can't bring Korban. Rashi says, Shem Eloi Ovrolov, Shemani Yomim. You can't bring a Korban until it's at least 8 days old. That's why we didn't bring the Vlad on Pesach itself. But the question is though, El of Lord about Sarah says, as they ate it, when did he eat it? Not on Chag HaPesach, they ate on Chag HaSukkos. Had they wait through Chag HaShavuos? El of Lord about Sarah says, Echem Eshorla, had they wait through Chag HaShavuos? V'yovrele v'yasei, you're over in Yisra Asei. If you don't bring the Korban, the first Yom Tov, you're over in Yisra Asei. And these were Tzadikim over here. So how can they wait at first Tita during Chag HaSukkos? They should have eaten it by Chag HaShavuos.
The first HaSukkos. So Amir Azvid, it could be there's not a kash on Rava. Amir Azvid, Mishmei the Rava, could go and I'll tell you the case here was, they're going, Shohoyo, Choylo, their service. I'll put the Kim to the kid, got a cold, joined Shruis. The mother got a cold, they didn't want to bring it then, it wasn't nice, it wouldn't taste so good, whatever it is.